Oh, it's not a video. It's audio. Audio only. All right, Dylan Ferrandis. Look, last week wasn't what you wanted. Wasn't really what anybody wanted. But considering you're not feeling that well, you'll take a top 10 here?
Yeah, I mean, last week I was feeling great. And this happened. And yeah, this week, yesterday I started to feel a little cold. And I wake up this morning feeling very bad. So yeah, it's doing a top 10 in this condition is good. I feel like, it's crazy. The field is so stacked this year, and if you're not at 100%, it's very difficult. But yeah, I'm very happy to be. I mean, I fight my demons from last week. You know, it was terrible. It was very hard to digest. Never happened to me in my life. So all week was difficult. But yeah, it's good to rebound with a top 10 and. My start were awesome. Even last week, they were super good. I think I was the first one today at the first turn, but they kind of hit me. Someone hit me from the back, and I couldn't turn. So yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed about that. But yeah, after it was just a big battle with the guy, and like I say, it was crazy. The field is very very strong this year, and my bike is awesome. Like honestly, the start are good. The bike is very very good. So we have a bright future ahead, I think.
Yeah, from what I hear, you like the 2025 a lot better than last year's bike. I mean, it's an improvement for you?
Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, I always say I was a big fan of the HRC bike. And last year, I didn't really have the HRC bike. You know, I had more like a stock Honda with factory ports, you know. And I struggled more than I was expected. And this new bike, new Honda 2025, my first day riding it was like, wow. It's like really really good. Like everybody always said new bike is good, like but I mean, you know, I'm always say the truth most of the time, and yeah, this year is like it's for real. Like the bike is very awesome, and yeah, in Supercross really I'm having like I'm riding better, and I have a better feeling than all my past season, even in my 250 prime. Like I wasn't feeling that good in Supercross, so yeah, the bike really helped me.
Yeah, I know you tell the truth, because even you were making the podium and you were like on your Yamaha and you're like, my bike's, I'm not happy with my bike, so I know you tell the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you hear many riders, they win and they say, oh, I struggled a little bit with sailing and stuff, so sometimes it happened, yeah.
Right. Last week, yeah, main event, you said never happened to you before in your life. But when it's the first race of the year, and, you know, it's the worst time to not make a main, do you test? How hard is it to be like, hey, I know my shit's good. I know I'm ready. It just shit happens. Or do you change things?
No, not really. I haven't changed anything. It was just mainly for the sponsor and the team and like the people behind me. Like maybe, you know, you train all winter. You're the fastest at the test track, and you know, you show up to the race. That's the truth. You know, at the race, and maybe like everybody think like, oh, finally I'm not that good, or maybe I'm done, you know, like it was more hard for what the people can think, or what my sponsor and my people behind the team and stuff can think about me. But obviously we bounced back this weekend, so it's past now.
Did you like the track tonight? What do you think?
Yeah, it was a good track. I feel like NM1 in San Diego I've had too much straightaway. Like I would more rhythm or more supercross, but I mean, it's going to be a long season, so too easy track, let's say, it's not too bad.
Right. I was going to ask you about the pass last week. We were talking about it on my podcast shows. I'm trying to do Ryan Breese. He's an arena cross guy. He's very aggressive. I'm guessing you really didn't think about it, like as far as trying to go around the outside of him. I'm sure you didn't know his reputation.
Yeah, that was my mistake, you know. Like, I just didn't know him. Like, I didn't know... I never raced with him in 250. We grew up with the rider. We know who's dirty, who's not. And like he made a big mistake in the whoops. He was out of control. Like I could have just closed the door on him in the sand. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't have to do that. You know, I'm kind of a nice rider now. And like next turn, he just killed me. And I was like, wow. And like, yeah, after the race, I look at his name and who he was. And like the team told me like they have some history in Arena Cross with Kyle Peters and stuff. So it was a mistake for me to don't pay attention to the rider, I guess.
Yeah, we were just like talking. We're like, there's no way Dylan knew. Like Ryan, he's a good guy, but he's gonna do that, right? So we were just like, there's no way Dylan knew who this was, and it didn't turn out that way. I do want to talk about your start real quick. It was great until somebody got into you. Did you do? Is it just like you feel good on starts? Anything change that way?
I think last year we were struggling in power, and mid-season in motocross we got a new engine and fresh parts, and my start got better. And this winter we just keep the same engine, because on the new Honda the engine stay the same, only the chassis change, and we keep to the same engine, just try to improve it a little bit. And the guys at Phoenix and Factory Connections, they try to make good map for the start, and it works really good.
Yeah. Sandbox for you, new program for you this year. How's it been going there?
It's awesome. Like every day you go ride the track with the you see the track and you smile. It's like paradise. Like insane. Yeah. Like honestly, I love being there. I have some cool teammate over there. Like, yep. I'm training now with Zach Osborne and Shane McElrath and Joey Savaggi, and we actually become very good friends. So it's pretty cool. Today we finish 9 and 10 with Joey, so yeah. It was pretty fun.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah. Thank you very much.